Well, first of all, we wanted to thank the city for their sponsorship and their support of the fairgrounds, along with all the our other sponsors that we have, because that's very important to the fairgrounds. And because of that, we're able to do many of the projects that we have ongoing. We did quite a few new projects in the last year or two, and it's been a great benefit to the fair, but we always have many more projects going on. So this year, one of our main projects will be we're going to replace the announcer's booth out in the infield. That booth is, it's been there for some time and needs a lot of work, and so we've got our blueprints, and we'll be putting up a new announcer's booth. It's going to be a little bit bigger. It's going to be a little more accessible to the people using the announcer's booth. We're going to be able to have our sound equipment that we have each year for the grandstands. So we're going to be able to use that. We've got concrete going in the, it's already in the hog barn. We're doing some work on the sheep barn. We're doing work on the cattle barn. There's always maintenance on all the livestock barns. We've got more landscaping going in around the secretary's office. We always feel that's a mainstay of our fairgrounds, people coming in. It's one of the first buildings. It's one of the older buildings on the fairgrounds. So we've got more landscaping going on there. So we've got that, plus just our general maintenance that we do. So as soon as the weather hopefully turns here, we were kind of hoping after today, the nice weather, we'd turn the corner, maybe not. But as soon as it turns the corner, we can get out there. We're out there most weekends, sometimes a smaller crew, sometimes a larger crew, and we work right up until fair time.